on in the sugi of Sirtut. Rabbeinu Tam introduces the Gemara Menachos. In Tamar Dam, the Amar Ba'Kamitz Rabba, the Gemara Menachos Lamed Beis and Beis, Perak Beis the Megillah, the Tefillin ain't Srichon Sirtut. Frak Toises, how could that be? Hello, we introduced in the Gemara and Gittin, we had a Taina on Rabbi Avyasar, every 3 words of Torah need Sirtut. So are you talking that tefillin is any lower? Is any less? They're very tired. It's reconsidered. That should be the presentation of a basuk. And for Rabbi Natan, or Rabbi Natan, the tefillin loy bir sirtut, I'll call shita v'shita. Aval oysa sirtut achas lamala v'koysa taft of kama shita. So zot Rabbi Natan, mikoyach this kasha. You're right. There has to be epis, some sort of sirtut that exists, even by tefillin, and the Gemara can't mean what it's understood to mean on face value. There is some sort of sirtut, but there isn't the full-fledged sirtut. So Rabbeinu Tam just did something fascinating. Rabbeinu Tam said there's 2 types of sirtut. Just to understand, did I put the Rush in Megillah on the Maror Mekoymis? So the Rush in Megillah, he writes, just to explain Rabbeinu Tam, he says, what is the accomplishment of just having one line of sirtut, Rabbi Yisai?
Shos chashivas,
okay. So the Rush has a lashon. This is in Simon Beis in the Rush, the end of the second column. You don't need a sirtut on every line. You do one sirtut on the top. And then you can continue writing as many lines as you have to write. Hilchach ani oimer hoda amrin and shalosh ein koisvin, that which the Gemara says in Rabbi Yitzchak, or the Braisa, that 3 words you can't write without sirtut, hainu b'shita rishoina. We're requalifying that, and that means on the first line. But as long as you had sirtut on the first line, that suffices, right? That's clear from Rabbi Natan. That's what he was saying in a new interpretation of our Gemara. Mikan vich eilach, listen to this line. Hashita elyoina have kamo sirtut. Because you have sirtut on the first line, somehow that creates sirtut on the rest. Good. That's Rabbi Natan needs to explain, because otherwise you're stuck. Because tefillin, by definition, have divrei Torah. And tefillin, by definition, have Rabbi Yitzchak or the Braisa's din, that every pasuk needs sirtut, every 3 words needs sirtut. But what's the nature of these 2 types of sirtut? When Rabbeinu Tam says a chiddush like this, and he's saying an ukimta, so you have to see, first of all, if everyone agrees to it. Number two, like, why is it that by one it's okay like this, and by this you need differently? Is it just tam? We just accept it? Or is there a fulfillment of sirtut by one that's fulfilling something else by the other? You have to know, is there a Rabbeinu Tam telling us something fundamental over here by introducing 2 types of sirtut? So keep that in the back burner. You shouldn't do it on every line. Now Rabbeinu Tam raises the following shaila. Okay,
You're telling me that I don't need to be mesartet on every line when it comes to tefillin. Where do I need to be mesartet on every line according to Rabbeinu Tam? On a mezuzah. Okay? We'll get back to Sefer Torah in a second. What happens if I just want to do it? Let's say I want to go the extra mile. So Rabbeinu Tam, still don't do it. Don't have any sirtut on every line when it comes to tefillin. And I'll prove to you that you're not supposed to. Why? Because otherwise, you can't read a Gemara in Megillah. I've got a Gemara in Menachos. Rabbi Natam introduces a very fundamental Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yisai. I had a tzad to get into this Yerushalmi, but I really have taivas to get to Daf Ches, so I just want to move along. But this is a very fundamental, I'm telling you guys, you'll understand when we get to Daf Ches. Just like I said, you'll understand when we get to Daf Dalet, what I meant at the beginning of the year. You'll understand when I get to Daf Ches, why. And you guys are gonna have a lot of enjoyment. A lot of Mir Lakum, a lot of Reb Bashirim, you say a stick of stuff. With Lamdis and Halacha, it's going to be Gishmak. One of the Rebbeim was with me in Eretz Yisrael, and he's like, should I continue in the first parak? Should I skip to the other? I'm like, are you crazy? I'm like, Daf Ches. And he's like, you're right. We were sitting in Panovich. And he's like, you're right. You convinced me. it's Gishmak. Come on. Oh. So there is a Yisait over here, everybody say, I'd like to get it. I would like to talk about this another time. This is a big sugya when it comes to sukkahs. The Bi'ur Halacha has a whole arichus on this. When do you say that volunteering and doing something above and beyond is not appropriate? Kol ha'poter min hadavar va'oseihu nikra hedyin. This is a very complicated concept the Yerushalmi introduces, that kol ha'poter min hadavar va'oseihu nikra hedyin. Why is Tosfos bringing this up? Tosfos is saying, tefillin, you don't need sirtut on every line. And says the Rabbeinu Tam, and if you do it, you're an idiot. That's not me being funny. That's called a potom redover nikra hedya. You're a hedya, right? They say over that the Brisker Rav used to look at his mirror to make sure that his tefillin were straight. So it was once in Sanz, and the Sanz Rebbe was very makbid not to look in the mirror. This Hasidim are very makbid. It's a shayla in the Rishonim if looking in a mirror is begadisha. We have to be mekel, the Ramos mekel, but many Hasidim are very very makbid about it, and you know, mistagdim also. It's Shiloh Begadisha. So he saw the Briskarov and Sanz looking at the tefillin, seeing if his tefillin was straight. So they said, you know, that's the Rebbe doesn't do that. The Rebbe says, so he says, like, why are you doing that? He says, I have to make sure my tefillin is straight. He says, what does the Rebbe do? He says, no, the Rebbe holds that this is Bnei Necha. It's also like, tune it to a naim as long as it's somewhere in there. Well, they say over from the Divrei Chaim, B'dievid, we try to be makbid on this to get it more straight. But there's a shita like that. That's also Bnei Necha, to have such a wild, so they say, but the Rebbe says, kola isa dover ze nikra hedya. So the Brisker Rav had a sharp line. The Brisker Rav says, the emes is, I'd rather be called a hedyot in the eyes of the Divrei Chaim than be of the mitzvah tefillin. You know, like halavai should be an idiot in the eyes of the, you know what I'm saying, like that's a, but Yerushalmi's lashon is not to do it. Is that it's not appropriate? The kasha the Rishonim all deal with is that what do you mean? But we have oftentimes a woman shakes a lulav, a woman sits in a sukkah, she's potter min hadavar, she's nikra hedyot. Why don't you apply the Yerushalmi? We say adarav, according to Ashkenazim, she could even make a mitzvah. She can make a bracha. So that's what the Bi'ur Halacha works on in Hilchos Sukkah. Bi'ur Halacha says, when do you apply this principle? When do you not apply this principle? And this has, this gets into the whole Hasidim Mahalach of sitting in a sukkah when it's raining, kol ha'potam ha'dover nikra hedyot, or is there epis some sort of kiyum? Or do you say, no, I'd rather be a hedyot, but at least epis I have, I don't leave the sukkah. You know, that's what the shmuz is. So we don't have time to get into it. Fascinating sukkah. There's a ritva, Maseches Kiddushin on this. There's a Bi'ur Halacha on this in Hilchos Sukkah. Not for now. But the Tosfos says that it's not appropriate and you shouldn't even have sirtut. And I'll prove it to you. V'chein mashbaba, klei mitzraba, dekamar asam, tefillin ein tzrichan sirtut, uparach mehadisanya sefer toyer shebala, utfillin shebala, ein oisem mehem mezuzas, lefisha ein mayridin, mekdusha chamur, lekdusha kala. Zok de heligotaisis, the Gemara tells us, in Menachos, that, well, let's say you have a worn out sefer toyer. But we're not Sefer Torah. You guys know about this? This is like a big issue right now. I was actually just speaking, Rav Asher Weiss was just speaking to us about it when we were in our show. The big problem with Kenizah, there's like no room. There's no room for people to be buried. That's what they're working on. That's why we went to Har Menuchos to see, to look at these new caves that they're digging up. Mamish fascinating. I'll tell you about it another time, what they're doing there. And they Mamish realized the solution, I think, that they shouldn't run out. But there's really no room for Kenizah also. And that's why they're trying to find other solutions for Gneza. They don't want to be Mizalz and Kisei HaKadosh. So, the Gemara says, let's say you have a great idea. You have a Sefer Torah, Shabbalah, a Sefer Torah that's not usable to be a Sefer Torah. Let me now use it for what? For a mezuzah. Tefillin Shabbalah, let me now use it to make it for a mezuzah. So what does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? You can't. So the Gemara says, why can't you? Why can't you, Rabbi Yisai? Because ain't maridin mikdusha chamur l'kdusha kal malam mekodesh ain't maridin. You can't go down in kdusha. Turks, that's the spitz. So you can't go down in kdusha. Mezuzah is a lower level. Freck the Gemara, but you say every line is meduya. Gemara says hafla fella. That's the reason. And if you wouldn't hold up the principle of malam mekodesh ain't maridin, then what? You would have been okay. Freck the Gemara. I have a much better reason. This item is what? Is invalid b'nei u'bei, even if you don't hold up a concept of ma'ilim v'kodesh v'emaridim. Why? Zok the Gemara, why? Because of what? Sirtut. Just to be into my kids. I wrote that on the board. Oh wow, now the shir is clear. Because of sirtut. So what does Gemara come off and say? What?
I was like,
well,
what did that say?
Yeah, exactly. I think I just confused everything. What was it Gemara say? Matanai. It's Machlokes Tanaim. Ein Hachnami, you're right. Some Shitas didn't hold of this. Good. Frek Tosfos, what do you mean? If you don't hold of what I said, that what? That if you're Mesarte to Tefillin, what? That you're a head, you're an idiot. If you hold it, you can volunteer to do it. Then what? Why didn't the Gemara just say, "Honey me, the Hachmai Eskinon, b'mesuratin Iri"? We're talking about cases where the cipher, you know. So that was another conference we had, another trip we had, meeting we had about Stam. I told you about this. So everyone's trying to get business in Stam. So you say, "Oh, I sell mesuratin dikatvillin." So if you sell Mesurat and Dikat Tefillin, great, this is usable for what? Tefillin Shabalu that now could what? Be mezuzahs. So that's why the Gemara had to come on to what? A Sefer Torah and Tefillin. It's because of Maile Mekodesh V'Maridin. And it wouldn't have a psul, it's the fact that it's lacking Mesuratin, because you could opt in to try to do Mesuratin. Elamai Zok places you see that you shouldn't even opt in, that you're Nikra Hedyet, that it's not okay. Okay? What Tosfos just says, what Rabbeinu Tam says, the Tur happens to disagree. The Tur says, if you want to do Sirtut, you can. And he has to work on Tosfos Kasha. So why didn't the Gemara Menachos entertain the possibility that there was a case of where it was Misurat in it? If you hold like the Tur, the Beis Yosef asked on the Tur, if you hold that you could opt in by Tefillin to do Misurat, even though you're not Mechuyev, so then you have to explain away why didn't the Gemara entertain that possibility, okay? But that's what Rabbeinu Tam proved. Yeah, Moshe.
Are we jumping between Rabbis and Yidin? Like,
no.
And that was all
Menachos.
That's
huh?
All
Menachos.
So,
meaning,
the
was about
reading
down. No. I was just in Tosfos in the good. I was
down.
Quoting a Gemara Menachos.
Question is, when we say in the Gemara Menachos Tanaihi,
yeah.
What's the Tanaihi?
Whether or not Mezuzah needs Sirtut.
Okay.
Good. Fine. Azoy Zok Tosfos. Because it's taco wrong. But then Tosfos says, but if you're going to have a sloppy cipher, if you're actually going to have something that's going to look bad, so even though in general I'm telling you not to have sirtut, and it's not, you're going to nikra hedyot to do sirtut, but if it's for the purposes of beautifying the mezuzah, beautifying the tefillin, so then what? That should be a good reason.
You're not
What?
Right, you're not a Rikur Hayyu because you're doing it for that reason.
Not even that you can read, you need to.
What?
Not even that you can be good, you need to. Sorry.
Yeah, right. Which, by the way, Rabbi Yisai, I find very interesting. Zek Keli Vambeyu. Is it posh that that applies over here?
I wouldn't.
Why? Well, you tell me.
Everyone has to write a Torah.
No, by tefillin.
No one sees it.
Does the mitzvah, is Zek Keli Vambeyu all dependent on the eyes of the beholder? Right? Nero Schefter quotes from the B'nai Sastar. I love this. He says, yeah, in Derech Pekudecha, it's his halacha sefer. He has a sefer of mitzvahs. He said, you're gonna say no way on what I'm about to say. He says, if there's a din of Zeki and Aviv to marry a pretty wife, in their mitzvah. Yeah. Schmack, no? Okay. Yeah. No, I don't know. Yeah, I've heard him say it over. I've never seen this therapy with but I've heard him say it. No, I didn't say it. But Zekeli Vavio, but that, why am I quoting this? Because L'chaira, you have the din of Hidr Mitzvah when people will be able to recognize it to be seen. Sifan Tais is not like this. This is a big din. Everybody's, I'm not getting into this also. What about Zekeli Vavio is something that's going to be totally covered. Only I'm going to know about. Is it something that's hidden? Does that also mean beautification? Or no, even something. Let's say it's going to be covered by my hands, right? I once heard of Druk give a shir klali in his shir in Givat Shaul. He was speaking about this topic. It was that came about view that's hidden from the eye of the beholder. So you see a raya from Aratisis over here by tefillin that you see that there is a din second. There's a whole avnenes or chuvas avnenes that discusses this concept, but not for now. Oh, now Zok Toisvis, and that which the Gemara in Megillah says. Divrei Shalom ve'emes. That what? The Megillah is Divrei Shalom ve'emes. Melamed shetzrichat sirtot. Kamita shol toira. So that pasuk of Divrei Shalom ve'emes tells us that Megillah needs sirtot. Because it says emes, kamita shol toira. Right? So if I would have asked you to interpret that line, Rabbi Yisai, how would you have interpreted that line? That just like a sefer Torah needs sirtut, the Torah mamish needs sirtut. So too, Megillah is also emesdik that it needs sirtut. Zokter ben Tam, no. Zokter ben Tam, you misunderstood the Gemara Megillah. Or ben Tam, the lav einu sefer Torah, the haloi by sirtut. Rather, like the Gemara Menachos, sefer Torah and tefillin do not need sirtut. El hainu mezuzah. The only thing that we're linking a Megillah to is to a mezuzah. The Karele Amitol Shel Torah Al Shem Shiesham Yichud Malchus Shamayim, from the fact that there is Yichud Malchus Shamayim in the mezuzah, a certain type of Yichud Shamayim. That's the kesher between our Parsha Shir and the Shakai of the mezuzah. It can be meisiv to what he's saying, but he's saying there's something specific. The fact that the mezuzah is all about Yichud Shamayim, which is above and beyond the Sefer Torah and the Tefillin, and therefore you only need Sirtut by Mezuzah, and therefore if you want to now learn out that Megillah needs Sirtut, which the Gemara Megillah and Tezayin is saying, so it must be linked to what? The only thing that needs Sirtut, which is what? Mezuzah. Now again, that doesn't mean that it doesn't need Sirtut at all, because Rabbeinu Tam already told us that there's two levels of Sirtut. Everything's going to need basic Sirtut on the Shur El Yoyna, because that's Rabbi Yitzchak's din. That's Divrei Torah. That's even Pashtus on a Niyar. Whenever you're writing a letter that has a Koyach of Drasha, according to Rabbi Natan, that needs Sirtut, Mitzad HaPsukim Shebo. But you don't need Sirtut, that I'm telling you, the second level of Sirtut, which we weren't Magdir yet, that needs Kol Shura Vishura, that needs everything to be lined up like the real McCoy of Sirtut of a Mezuzah.
What do we mean that the mezuzah is shame,
Shem Shemayim, whatever? The whole idea of mezuzah is Yichud Shem Shemayim.
Meaning what?
The parshiyos of Shema.
And that's why it's coming to Shul Torah?
Yeah.
Is that more Svara than...
That's the way he's understanding. I mean, the MS part of the Torah.
So why
What's the emes part of the Torah? Yichud Shemayim.
No, do we say that?
I don't have anything else to say. That's
cool.
Who?
Yeah.
Tefillin is more than just emes.
Meaning it's not just as far.
It's not just Yichud Shemayim.
No, but it's not just as far as Rabbeinu Tam.
This is just as far as Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam is about to tell us that I'm taking on what? Shitas Rashi. Rashi disagrees with me. Rashi says Kamito Shel Torah meant Torah.
Hold on, Yichud Shemayim is what, part of Shema?
Yeah. The Nira, the Ibisaver Torah, the Pirisham, the Kuntris, Had the Paslinon. Open up, go home and open up your mezuzah. Look what parshas are in there.
Three or two.
Nira the Ibisaver Torah, the Pirisham, the Kuntris. Rashi says Kamito Shel Torah meant Torah Mamish. Had the Paslinon, Osberg, Bez Megillah. Then Tosis says what? Tosis says Rashi is very shver. Why is Rashi very shver? Because the Gemara learns out in Megillah that what? If you write the Megillah a difter of Shaloi Bidyoi, you're missing the inyanim that what? That are usually classic by Safras, by Torah. So the Gemara says, how do you know that? The Asya Ksiva Ksiva Midichsiv Vani Koisiv Al Sefer Bidyoi. What do you mean? If you want to apostle all those reasons and you hold that there's a heckish between what? Between Megillah and Sefer Torah, so you have a much more basic limud. Just say, Zoktaisis, Vamaylo Yalfami Amito Shel Torah. Why don't you just learn it out from that same limud that you're learning what? Sirtut. Sirtut by Megillah is what? Is from Torah. So you already learned a link between Sefer Torah and Megillah. So now learn in Lagabi all these halachos and the other, and then you're missing ink. Also, you should learn because you need that by Sefer Torah, and they're going to miss that by a mezuzah. So Elamai Zoktoisvis, Rashi's wrong. And not only Rashi's wrong, does anyone know who else was with Rashi on this one, Rabbi Isai? What? No, Rabbeinu Hanan is like the Rabbeinu Tam.
The Rambam?
The Rambam. The Rambam writes with Farish that Sefer Torah and mezuzah are both need sirtut. But Rashi clearly had a different mahalach, and Rashi held that it wasn't just tefillin, it wasn't just mezuzah, but rather it was also sefer Torah. So Rabbi Isai, these are like a lot of different shitas that I feel like we're juggling over here. What's going on over here? Why do Rashi and the Rambam hold one thing? Why do Rabbeinu Tam hold the other thing? And the Ramban introduces another kasha. Comes along the Ramban in Gittin, and the Ramban asks,
Give me a second.
I want to finish this thought. Page Zion. Where did I start you from? Abba Rashi?
Yeah.
If Rashi's right that everything needs sirtut, so who's the odd man out, Rabbi Isai? Tefillin. Tefillin's the odd man out. Frech the Ramban. Why don't you just have the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim to tell you what? That tefillin don't need sirtut. And then the stoma, the milsa, will be that everything else needs sirtut. Because that's Rashi Shita. Right? What's the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that's presented in the Gemara Menachos, Rabbi Isai? Halacha that what? Mezuzah needs sirtut. When you read that Gemara, Rabbi Isai, who does that sound like? Sounds like Rabbeinu Tam. That's a plus to Rabbeinu Tam. Sounds like there was a yoitzim and a klal, there was a din, there was something different about mezuzah. How will Rabbeinu Tam explain that, Rabbi Isai? What do you mean, don't you hold in the Gemara and Gittin that everything needs sirtut? The answer is, Dr. Rabbeinu Tam, that's my shita. You know what the halacha in the Gemara Menachos Lamed Beis was telling you by mezuzah? A certain type of sirtut. A second level of sirtut. That you need sirtut b'chol shita v'shita. That's a yoytzim in a cloud. That only applies to what? That only applies to mezuzah. If Rashi's right, frek the Ramban, so then why should the halacha be no? that tefillin is out, but everything else needs. Yesh li lahashiv, Zokta Ramban, a go'oinistik apshat. In nemer halacha betefillin shelo yitzrichen sirtut, hayisi oimer kal v'choymer lemezuzah shekdush shakal mihen. Rabbi said, what does the Gemara tell us? What's higher, tefillin or mezuzah?
Tefillin.
So if mezuzah needs sirtut, right? I'm sorry. Yeah. If the halacha would have been that tefillin don't need sirtut, what would you have said? Halacha's kama v'kama that mezuzah doesn't need. And that's not the din. So therefore, that halacha was out. You couldn't have presented it like that, just stoma that tefillin don't need, because you would have been mistaken and you would have derived a kol shekein if tefillin doesn't need, so then mezuzah doesn't need. L'fichach nemer halacha b'mezuzah shetrichet sirtut, u'mechlal tefillin ain't srichet. Now, Zokta Ramban, once I teach you that mezuzah needs, so now I'm telling you, by the way, that's the source that tefillin doesn't need. Shim toimer kal v'chomer l'tefillin, because if you want to tell me what? If mezuzah needs, then what? Then kal v'chomer tefillin needs, because the Gemara tells us that tefillin is a higher level of klusha than mezuzah. Right? Kiva Eger. In one of the first tshuvas in Rukiva Eger, a person only has money for mezuzah or tefillin. What should he buy? Ein sham. Weiter. Shem toimer kava. No, go look up the tshuva and come back to me. Shem toimer kava choymer letefillin shekdushas and chamurim mina mezuzah. Im kein lichtoy rachmana mealocha shel mezuzah legamrei. Lishtoik rachmona me'aloch shom mezuzah legamrei. V'yakol b'chlal sirtut shesilur gol atarish shebechsav halach moshe sinai kedim amirna b'Yerushalmi. If you're going to say that no, that what? That if you're going to say again, I lost my train of thought. If you're going to say that what? That if you write mezuzah now, you're going to say kol shekein tefillin needs, and it's misleading. Zokter Ban, no, because then if that were the case, then why would you ever need halach moshe b'sinai to begin with? Just assume, like the Yerushalmi says, sirgol shetoyra needs sirtut, right? Torah shebechsav halach moshe b'sinai, k'dam rinu b'Yerushalmi, d'itchuk l'meimar halach mezuzah, sh'maminot tefillin ain't sricha sirtut. By the fact that I what? Need halach moshe b'sinai by mezuzah? Now I know that obviously it wasn't a davar pashit. And anywhere where there's no halacha moshe b'sinai, we don't assume that our stoma, our baseline, is that everything needs sirtut. Good. But then he says much deeper. Listen to the second pshat of the Ramban. Oid efshar loimer. Shetfilin and mezuzah kevin shaloi nitnit l'kros behen, min adin ein tzrichin sirtut. You know what the Ramban says? No. You misunderstood the whole sugya. Sefer Torah and tefillin and mezuzah are in two separate categories. You have Sefer Torah. And then you have tefillin and mezuzah. Mezuzah needs halacha moshe b'sinai. Why? And this doesn't. Why? Zokta Ramban, they're very different. You know what the difference is? This is nitan likros behem. This is red. This has Kriya Satayra. This is people checking in and looking at it all the time. Right? Sefer Tefillin and Mezuzah, the Ramban thinks, Mezuzah is included in that, which some Rishonim might disagree with, because Mezuzah, you have to check. How often, Rabbi Zah? Twice every 7 years. But the Ramban thinks that that's not enough to be called Nitan Likros Beh. So these two things are not read. Sefer Torah is red.
How often is tefillin?
Tefillin technically don't really have to be checked maker either. It's used every day. Rabbi Isai. Rabbi Isai, 1 second. The minig is to also check it twice every 7 years, but I'll be then. Sefer Torah is nitan likros ben. Zokter Ramban. So my baseline, my approach to the sugya is that what? Is Sefer Torah needs sirtut. Because that's what people read. That's what people are going to now get messed up with when they have to see the lines clearly. Has to be appear in a certain way. But this is tucked away. This is hidden away, right? Not mitzad zekelim abeu. Mitzad the din sirtut. Zokta Ramban, Sirtut is connected to Kriya. This is nowhere else do we find such a Svara. The Mela Zokta Ramban, now I can understand the Gemara Menachis. Why? Why do I need a halacha l'mishum Sinai by mezuzah? Because my baseline is that everything is based off of Kriya. If everything's based off of Kriya, tefillin's out and mezuzah's out. So what's the Gemara Menachas telling me? Mechadash halacha l'mishum Sinai? To put this back in. That even a dover, the chiddush of the Gemara is that even a dover that's not meat and licorice, boy, hasn't been sirtut. How do you know that? Halacha l'mishum Sinai. But don't be medayik, Zokta Ramban, like the Rabbeinu Tam thought that that means what? That mezuzah and only mezuzah. Because my avada, Sefer Torah, is going to need mezuzah because that's nitan licorice book. Clearly, Rabbeisai, the Ramban, is disagreeing with Rabbeinu Tam fundamentally. Rabbeinu Tam never held of a svara that sirtut is connected to kriya. Rather, the Rabbeinu Tam held sirtut is synonymous with kisvei hakodesh. If this is Gneza, if this is Kisvei HaKadosh, this is Gneza, so then the Svara isn't supplied at all. Elamai, what did the Gemara say? It only applies to mezuzah? Okay, mezuzah and only mezuzah. Aye, what do you do with the Gemara in Gittin that says all psukim need sirtut? Yeah, it's a different type of sirtut. Mer Rabbi Yisai, what do we also see from this sugya? Clearly another nekuda that not only are the Tam and the Ramban is holding as connected and interlinked to Kriya, which the Rabbeinu Tam clearly does not hold of. But what does the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban also argue about? The Ramban only has one type of sirtut. And that's why the Ramban's trying to figure out where does that sirtut apply, where does that sirtut not apply. And even, and therefore the Ramban is not mechadish, like the Rabbeinu Tam says, this new din of mezuzah kol shur v'shura. It's all one sirtut, b'chol shur v'shura. And now you have to figure out where. Sefer Torah, yes, and fill in not. So, Avav Sefer Torah, Shara Svarim, Shnit Lukras, Baim Kadesh, Lois, Arba, Ashidas, Vyaretz, Kariba, and Vasi, Alach, Moshevsin, Vyitzrach, Sirtat, Lemezuzah. Avav Tfil in Bedina, Mayondim, they're by the default, they're by the original square one. Vain Sir, consider the Klaus, Shalonin, Lukras, Ben, Elam, Chupen, Hain, Utmunin, Ba'oran, Utfurin, Beginam, Shiev, Shalikros, Ben, Klaus. Benji, that's what I mentioned. Where's Benji? That's what I mentioned to him, that he was saying a similar svara to what the Ramban was saying, the fact that it's packed up in the boxes and it's not neat and licorice bag. Good. Then he goes on and he mentions this Rabbi Natronagon that I mentioned yesterday. Shrabaisai, but we still need to come back to understanding, a deeper understanding of this Rabbi Natam. What is these two types of sirtut? And again, this two types of sirtut, we're reminding ourselves, Rabbaisai, is what the Rabbeinu Tam is now going to explain why you need the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. The Ramban looks at the Gemara Menachos and says, why do you need halacha l'moshe m'Sinai? What's the answer? What? Because you don't read it. Because your svara chitzayna, your original approach to that Gemara, mezuzah should be out just like tefillin's out. The Torah tells you, no, mezuzah is a yoytzim and aklav. I need halacha l'moshe m'Sinai for that. The Rabbi Natam approaches that same Gemara and says, what's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai by mezuzah? I have a Gemara over here that tells me all psukim need sirtut? And that applies to Sefer Torah, Shur El Yoyna, Sefer Torah, and Tefillin. Everything needs Shur El Yoyna. So what's Rabbi Natam's answer? What's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai by mechadish to me, the Gemara Menachos Lamed Beis? Kol shita v'shita, a new type of sirtut. The Ramban never held of two types of sirtut. But they're all arguing, Rabbi Isai, in what? In what the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai is being mechadish to us by mezuzah? Is it a new type of sirtut? Or is it a new din that I wouldn't have thought that I needed sirtut? It could be that the Rambam holds exactly like this Ramban. Did anyone see the Rambam? The Rambam writes, the reason why tefillin don't need sirtut, did I put on the Marmar Kaimis? Kevan shemechupin hein. They're covered up. Sounds like he's holding like the svara of the Ramban. Pashtus. Okay? But it comes out, Rabbi Yisai, what we're saying right now is going to be a big nafkamina of whether or not Sefer Torah needs sirtut. Classic sirtut, b'chol shur of shura. According to Rabbi Natam, no. It's wild. What you would think is the classic sirtut, classic kisvei hakodesh, classic din, and according to Rabbi Natam, Megillah has to be connected to mezuzah and totally has no connection to Sefer Torah, and that he has a riot to, Zokta Rabbi Natam.
It's all based on how we approach this Gemara Megillah and this Gemara Menachos about what the Halacha Moshe Sinai, the unique Halacha Moshe Sinai, and how's the interplay with that and our Gemara Maseches Gittin. But Rabbi Isai, that's not the end of the sugya. And this is where things get really interesting. Comes along doesn't help for that. Yeah. Gotta figure out. Comes along. This shira is a little better. Comes along. I love that shira. I love that song. Chosman Veis. Rabbi Isai. Comes along. Taisis and Saita. Taisis and Saita raises the following shot. What's the Gemara and Saita talking about? Did the guys get to the Gemara and Saita, Rabbi Isai? Not yet? Okay, Chevra. I want to delve into this Gemara in Saita. I want you to see Reb Kiva Eger. I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy this true Reb Kiva Eger Simen Nun. Kiva Eger really spins the sugya in the following scenario. I want to ask you the following kasha. I'm going to spoil the Gemara a little bit for you. Okay? Gemara in Saita there is talking about the Megillah Saita. What do we do with Megillah Saita, Rabbi Isai? Everyone knows the parshias that are written by Saita. What do we do with that? Right, we put it into the Mayim Ma'arim, we put it into the water, what Kadosh Baruch Hu says, right? Better that I should have Mechikas Hashem on my name, so that there should be Shalom Bayis in the classic Sheva Brachos Torah. You should know there's a fascinating Tshuva of Avad Yosef. The Dean, if everyone accepted this, I saw Rabbi Yashiv, different presentations of Rabbi Yashiv on this island, Rabbi Avadia Paschal like this. It was a woman who was raped, I believe. And she had a child. And later on she got married. She never told her husband about this child. They were about to have the firstborn, a Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is Peter Rechem Rechman, firstborn, right? So Shaila was, what's the Shaila? But do a Pidyon, who cares? We'll see, five shkolim, so you'll lose five shkolim. That's not it. Let's see a Shura Bay sign. Making a bracha to Pidyon HaBen. So she knows that this is a bracha of Atala.
The woman.
The woman makes bracha? No. But it is a bracha of Atala. She knows, and she should correct them. But what? It's embarrassing. She's going to be mortified in front of her husband. She's going to tell him about this past that she never... She tricked him, and the whole marriage is going to go down south. What? Zachter Bavadia? Parshas Saita. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, for the Shalom Bayis of this couple, my name should be Nimchak, so Mamela, that they should live in a happy situation. Zachter Bavadia should go along, allow him to make the bracha. Svardim hold bracha levatola is an iser d'oraisa, you should know, Rabbi Isai. It's machlik is the Ram and the Rabbeinu Tam. Svardim holds an iser d'oraisa. Svardim are much more makbid when it comes to motzi shem shamayim levatola. Zachar Bavadia, go along with it, make the bracha. Why? Parsha Saita. So that's the Indian of Mechikas Hashem that we learn in what parsha, Rabbi Isai? What? Excellent. Parsha is not so. We learn the parsha of Mechikas Hashem. So when you're writing this parsha, so it has to be written like a sefer Torah has to be written with sirta. So Taisus and Saita raises the following shiloh. Can I write the parsha and then be mesartit afterwards? Perhaps maybe that would be good. Perhaps maybe even if it was written without sirta, let me be mesartit afterwards. I told you it was coming. Let me be mesartit afterwards. Anyone have a kasha, Rabbi Isai? What do you mean, what's the Gemara Menachos? What's the Gemara Menachos?
Tefillin doesn't need sirta.
What's the Gemara Menachos?
The kasha is that I thought, Morita is not a good kasha. Just ask the kasha from the fact that there's no sirta. I can't go from tefillin to mezuzah. What's the problem? Put sirta on afterwards.
What about the fact
that... Jonah. Baruch Shekivanta Tekushis Reb Kiveh Eger. Toy
Moises in Saita, says Rav Kivya Eger, is Meraps in Igri. Sirtut can't help afterwards. It's a Gemara Menachos. Just like Rabbeinu Tam said, what? If you can volunteer, if you can opt in, if you don't buy into the fact that you're nickerheaded, you look like an idiot. If you put lines in, because otherwise, why didn't the Gemara say, v'misurat t'inairi, and that was the Gemara's kasha? If Toises and Soita is right on Yud Zayin of a base, that you can be misarted afterwards, frektum kiveh eger. So why didn't the Gemara say, okay, mezuzah needs sirtut, Sefer Torah doesn't have sirtut, according to Rabbeinu Tam, right? Why don't you just say, what? I put in the lines. Be misarted afterwards. Zetmin fundor Rav Kivya Eger, you see a raya brewer from the Gemara that what? That sirta does not work afterwards. And what Tosis and Saitan David Zayin is saying is wrong. Wow. Whoa. Azoy Zot Rav Kivya Eger. Chuvas, Shilas, and Chuvas Simen Nun, Rabbi said. Shilas and Chuvas Simen Nun. Whoa. We got to figure out some sort of shot for that Tosis and Saitan. But Rav Kivya Eger, Habam Kasha. Ayin Shom, Rabbi Yisai. Ayin Tosis and Saitan. Things are getting interesting, Rabbi Yisai. Things are starting to cook up. Now, maybe we can try to look around and try to figure out what's going on with Rashi, with Rabbeinu Tam, with Ramban, Mirtz Hashem. Sunday, Abba Aleinu,
L'Tayvah. Hey, why do we get so lumpish and now just say Rabbi Yitzchak says you can't write more than 3 PM?
What does that mean?
Yeah, obviously, plus you can't write letters out of the line.
So therefore what?
You can't write 3 letters
without a line. Rabbeinu Tam holds that's top line.
Is it mental now?
Running
the top. Is it meant for now? Okay, so. He said, right, you 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 said, right,